Welcome to another episode of Walking and Talking. This is the morning instead of the evening. And I took a walk outside and went down Hardwick, a local street where I live here on the Sunshine Coast of BC, Canada, down by Vancouver. So, I keep some of this kind of espionage-like because we'll get into this in some detail today, but it's not paranoia, it's caution. So there is a cautionness. But even today, in my ruminations as I walked, now I'm talking, I saw that the people, and that includes, you know, all the way up to the top in this statement, all the people, it doesn't matter which side you're on, it doesn't matter what game you're playing, everybody agrees that there is good and bad, and that having some bad in and amongst the good is good, and having some good in and amongst the bad is also good, and that having bad in the good is a natural part of life and living. So that's the premise of today's talk, and I'm just going to share my memories now because I'm no longer there doing it live. Although this is live, so there's an interesting thing. And I was bringing together memories from my own personal past when I was in my 30s, maybe 40s, I don't know. I don't think I was still in my 30s. And I was doing door-to-door sales for aeration and power washing. And this one morning brought me to this neighborhood here in Burnaby. And I was a bit sick at that time, and I persevered and I pushed through, and I had a tremendous day as far as I'm concerned. And that doesn't mean I made a lot of money. I made some sales. I worked hard and I pushed through, and you know, it was such a beautiful memory. And now I live not far from there, and I saw the property around here. It's just gorgeous. And there's church buildings and houses, people living together in little mini castles with mini gardens in the back and tall trees and manicured lawns and fruit trees all around. And the land is rich with abundance. The fruit of the earth is visible when you just go walk and see it. It's all there. It's absolutely gorgeous and amazing. And it feels like, you know, it's kind of poorly used, but for the most part, especially because, you know, I live here in the city, and, you know, and all the people I serve live here in the city, and this is an observation about the city, is that there is a bit of a wastefulness of land. There's a lot of grassland that's just manicured and kept green and flat, almost waiting to serve its greater purpose. You hear the crows here dancing and talking. They're having a discussion, and oh, they just notice me and go, "What the hell is that human doing here?" Oh, they're flying around. They're checking out the place from the air. And they're having a great discussion. There's two pairs. Four birds. They're gathered now on the high fence of the baseball field. Just talking, so animated. So excited to be alive. So full of energy. They're like dancing. with their wings and feet and claws. And they lick at each other when they talk. Oh, it's just gorgeous. And so that's what I'm talking about, you know. The beauty here is immense. And all that nefarious taking over of the world stuff. Yeah, you know, I get it. It's there, right? We know that. They know we're here, is what I sort of saw today. And so it's like I had this imagination that we had this meeting one day here at the Wellness Cafe. And the elites, the owners of everything, you know, send in one of their delegates, one of their demons, over to my place to just to meet and talk. And they say something to the effect of, yeah, we knew we were pushing up the darkness and having a larger dose of bad through the control and depopulation and greed. Yeah. But we also know that the light is always there to balance out the dark. And that when, you know, we were just kind of like bating our breath, waiting for the light to show itself, to bring the darkness back into balance. And there was a pause as we went storming into one of our greatest displays of darkness yet for humanity, waiting for the light to shine. And there was the trust almost felt like it was being broken, because where was the light? And then it was realized that with the grandness of this darkness, the light had to shine differently. It had to express itself in a new way, almost as grand as what the darkness was doing now. And that is what the Wellness Cafe and all these other small communities of intention, that is what we are creating. We are doing that. We are expressions of light. And it's no longer shining through the cathedrals of the land. It's now shining through the personal, individual mini-castle, so to speak. And, you know, the elites cut up the land into this, what we have now. And they have full control of each little lot of land. And they raise taxes on it. And if you make any money on it, they'll tax you on that. And to use the land, there's fees and fines and licenses. And they are monitoring in some detail our actions. And I'm here doing my thing and wanting to get under that radar, that rather scrutinizing eyeball of the big brother. So how I'm doing that is, of course, using cash. And they're also trying to eliminate cash. They're trying to remove it for having digital records is the most powerful way to control people who are dependent on money. So this is becoming independent of money. Cash is not money. Money is an expression of what cash is. Or is it the other way around? So anyways, it is a new technology, money. And cash is an expression of money. And it's a very powerful tool for trade. And I think that as we move out of the system that is using money, and now it's digital currency is what they're calling it, basically, as that system grows and becomes its fruition, the absolute control of the financial world will be made, and all humans who are in that system will be monitored. Everything they buy, everything they do, because everything you do will be bought. So it's like a total 100% way to control everyone. And our goal here at the Wellness Cafe and these other freedom fighting autonomous, sustainable groups, communities are doing is is we're offering services for people, the people, and these services are needed in the city. So some of the freedom fighters are going to move out of the city, of course, and live in the country. And that is another person's conversation, right? I've always lived in the city, and I visit the country, and I've seen it, and I've worked in it, so I'm familiar with the country too. But yeah, someone else talking about that. It applies to there too, this observation that the light is shining, but it's now on an individual basis. And we are being connected through technology and still word of mouth. It is our gift, the gift of language and memory. And we use song as well. And now, you know, we continue to use these communication tools with each other and are living as light, in love, for love. We are not motivated by greed or money or fear. We are motivated by love and service and intelligence. And so let it be. Well, coming back to the stream of thought, which is walking and talking, I'm going to bring this to a close now. I'm finished. But I didn't want to be so abrupt there, so I'm coming back to summarize. I love summarizing. So let's bring our thoughts together for a moment. That's right. Feel calm. Feel the intelligence flowing through your body. What we're doing here is we're creating knowledge on an interesting scale. Interesting. Try not to use that word, to tell you the truth. Let us replace it in relation to the scale. And, epic. So, yeah, the stream of thought flows and has no destination. So summarizing is difficult, I must confess. But there was something going on there, and I wanna touch it for that you can feel it. You know, in that meeting, there's gonna be an understanding, and this is the rub where fear sneaks into the freedom fighter's heart. What if, when they come to knocking on my door, they're not saying, "Where were you guys? Come on, we need balance." But rather saying, "Okay, we got the last of them, let's go. Take them away." And because of the reality, as we started in this talk, of the presence of good and bad, light and dark, light and shadow, it is the essence of all things. It is the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega, spoken from a spiritual book, the I Am. So, with trust in that, in my heart, I feel confident that when they do come knocking on my door, they'll be coming with a blessing and a thank you. That we are there representing the light. Amen.